Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Worldwide Wrap. LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories of the diverse rainbow communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
We start tonight in India, which is actually just started. It's the world's biggest election.
I know.
On the 19th, which is underway. And if people don't know, that goes for a whopping 5 or so weeks.
It's 1 billion people that vote.
So, yeah, it's just under 1 billion eligible voters in India. They're just creeping up to the billion mark. It's just mind-boggling. I just sort of, between the last election and this election, just a bit of information, 150 million voters added to the electoral roll.
Wow.
It's just, it's mind-boggling, isn't it, when you get those sort of figures. Anyway, the story tonight is on the next step, basically, for India's LGBT community, as in...
It's been five years since their Supreme Court removed the sodomy laws from...
Yes. And so this is a story that actually comes from a sort of interview with one of the judges. So Judge Indu Malhotra was part of the five-judge constitutional bench that actually unanimously struck down the section, the infamous section 377, that had been there since the colonial era. And a couple of questions are thrown her way regarding what she feels like the developments in the country. She said, you know, while that has definitely seen, in her view, considerable changes in the urban areas, the big urban areas, and I myself have noticed that in my travels, much more confidence, less stigma, less fear. But
she did also say that ruling was one of the most momentous days of her career.
Yes.
Like she just said that was really emotional and everybody was, you know, packed courtrooms.
Packed courtrooms,
and it really,
family and friends.
Emotion charged.
Yes. And you know, she certainly identifies, as one can imagine, that there is a long way to go in the smaller towns and regional areas. On the question of same-sex marriage, and this is why this sort of story is written, because that's going to, the ruling on that is coming up in the next few weeks.
It's before the Supreme Court again.
Yes,
so the question is, will they overturn this law, which is something that the government, President Modi is still the favourite to win, and they are not supporting the change.
So here we see patterns we see around the world. So basically the Modi's, what you call neo-populist sort of party rhetoric is again pulling up that stuff that this is more an issue of urban elites, that it's not really in tone with traditional views of the majority of Indians, blah, blah, blah. So we'll see what happens there. Fingers crossed we get a positive outcome there.
And across in Uganda, the law courts have gone the other way, where they have upheld the country's very harsh laws there, which includes the introduction of the death penalty for what's called, quote, aggravated homosexuality. The Constitutional Court upheld the validity, although it did strike down some key sections, mainly around health and privacy. So where they felt the law went too far around health and privacy, they struck that down. But the key one, which is, you know, there's a 20-year sentence for the so-called promotion of homosexuality, or this if you have repeated incidents of homosexuality, then you sort of fall into this aggravated homosexuality clause, which is the death penalty.
And just like we talked about with Ghana tonight, there's the duty to report component, which is just so insidious.
But we need some good news.
We do need some good news. And Dominica.
Yes.
Country I had to look up on that actually.
In the Caribbean.
Dominica, yeah.
Or Caribbean.
Eastern Caribbean. And
interestingly, right, this is the courts at it again. Everything tonight has been about the courts.
Yes, true. And this is a good one. So, as you said, the court's decision has declared to overturn previous laws So
it's the old English sodomy laws that were quite rife throughout the area.
That can be traced back to the colonial period. So this now basically decriminalises same-sex relations of all kinds, and this sets the country much more in line with most of its neighbours, but in an area that still, you know, still deals with degree of homophobia. So that's
and great. In brief, in Hong Kong, surgery for identity change policy has been slammed by trans activists.
In Qatar, a man jailed for using Grindr pressured to name his sexual partners.
And the USA, a study shows discrimination increases the chances of queer people developing cancer. And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.